Canopy Group is an insurance agency that is unique by offering 16 carefully selected companies for home and auto insurance. Now, here's a fun little holiday analogy. Would you be satisfied if the only dessert you could have this holiday season was fruitcake made by one person? Well, that would be like having one agent representing one company. Meanwhile, your neighbor creates a cookie exchange with his 40 fun family members. They have a variety of desserts like fudge and cutouts and gingerbreads and all that good stuff. You get the picture, right? The Canopy Group knows that it's all about options. That's why their insurance agency offers 16 companies. In addition, they have 40 licensed elves working behind the scenes to assure you always have the best coverage at the best price. Remember, Canopy clients' average savings is over $800. This holiday season, don't get stuck with just fruitcake. Get options with the Canopy Group. Call 800-967-3389 or thecanopygroup.com.
Crisco Desert Ryan After Hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco Desert Ryan After Hours. It's time for the podcast.
Oh, I'm learning that everybody has a gross thing that they love, and I cannot figure out what my gross thing is. What is my gross thing? So my sister comes back from living in Arizona for however many years. She's been away from her home state, and all she wants is Taco John's potato olays. And I went, that is so gross. I felt gross getting in line to order a six-pack and a pound.
A six-pack and a pound. I'm guessing that's six tacos.
Yeah. Six tacos, okay. And a pound of potato olés. And she wants the mild and hot sauce, which I tried. What is that garbage? It's like a nasty ketchup.
Yeah, it is not. Like that. I don't like any of the sauce packets.
She wanted to dip them in all the sauces. I went, if I'm going to indulge in this with you, I'll use the Frank's red hot sauce. And she went, what is this Frank you speak of?
What?
It's her first time discovering Frank's. I'm like, what? How do you not know this? Frank's is amazing, first of all. But then I started thinking, what would I fly back to Minnesota for that is so gross? Because it's a gross thing. Taco John's is, that's just a gross food.
Well, it's kind of like how I've got my Taco Bell love.
Well, it's, you can get that anywhere, right?
Yeah, that's, well, yeah.
I mean, it's all over the country.
Yeah, it's pretty much all over.
I thought Taco John's
not
was
not all over. No, it's not. No. I think there are certain states it's not in.
Okay. Yeah.
But like, do you have a gross thing that you're like, oh, I know it. It's so nasty and I love it.
I mean, I guess if I love, if I love them, I don't think it's really that gross. You know what I mean? I think in your own mind. No, I'm saying like.
You have it.
I would probably say that I've not seen them at other stores in other states. And I know that you guys will mock me for it, but yep. I would travel back to Minnesota for some Steak-ums.
Steak-ums?
It's gross, I know, but I also don't eat them very much anymore. But that was like my childhood. It brings me back to the first real thing of steak that wasn't real that I knew of.
That's what she said too, because it reminded her of her childhood going to Sioux Falls. And then Butterbrickle ice cream apparently reminded her of having ice cream with my dad.
Because that is what dads eat. That's why I have the love of those weird old man ice creams too.
Weird old man ice cream.
Butterbrickle, butter pecan. Yeah. All of these old, like anything that involves a nut and a butter.
Butterscotch.
I love butterscotch. Yes.
Oh, man. It's like my dad used to eat Triscuits back in the day. Who eats Triscuits? And I'm like, I do love a good Triscuit.
Yuck.
I don't like Triscuit.
It's dry. It's like eating. What is that thing that's toxic to breathe it in? It's like asbestos crackers.
Oh, yes.
That's what it tastes like. If I was going to eat asbestos, that's what I think it's like.
Yeah. I gave a chunk to my dog the other day and Babe was like, I'm okay.
I don't think I have a gross thing that I love. Other than, of course, I like the wings. I love chicken wings.
And the way you eat them is gross.
That is true.
But it's not the wing itself.
Yeah, right.
And you can get just those chicken anywhere.
I need a gross thing that I love. She's like, you love donuts. I'm like, but those aren't gross, really.
No. Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say, you love Candyland popcorn, but that is not gross.
No.
Not even one little bit.
But if you think about it, the potato olays aren't gross either. It is a delicious little fried potato.
But no, Taco John's, that's what she wants. She wants the gross taco with the greasy, gross thing. What about a Juicy Lucy? Is that gross?
But I wouldn't find that. People outside of here, probably. Outside of Minnesota, yeah.
Kind of gluttonous.
Devin loves his prison nachos. That's gross.
That's what I was going to think of. Do you love...
Yeah.
Did you travel back?
Mm.
He's pretty gross.
Everybody's not going to eat me. That'd be pretty weird.
Are we talking just food?
I feel like we had a central idea of food, but Ryan, will you fly back to Minnesota to eat me?
You know what? Ew. That's a good point. You're my gross thing that I love.
Oh.
But he loves me.
I do.
Oh my God, you guys. Stop it.
Devin, you figured it out. You're right. You're the one gross thing in my life that I really. I would.
Oh.
Just to give you a big hug.
Your insults turned out to be quite the compliment for me, Devin. Thank you.
Who's laughing now?
My sister had the great pleasure, those are her words, not mine, of meeting Crisco over the weekend. Hey. We went out to dinner and she got a hug from the big guy and she said, I was expecting it to be more hot and forceful. Yeah. And it was.
Sounds like my dating profile.
And she said, it was gentle. For a man of his stature, yeah. It was a very gentle hug. And I said, you realize he's professional. He has hugged thousands of people.
Yeah.
In fact, in one event, you did 500 hugs.
500 hugs over the course of a couple weeks. For my birthday. Yeah, up until my birthday. Yeah, I've done. I mean, you kind of just gauge the person. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I know you guys do it too. You've hugged a lot of people. So it's kind of like.
We're all big huggers up in here.
Thank you for the clarification, big guy.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You know, I don't know if you've hugged it. It's where humans embrace. They like wrap arms around each other.
Well, you know.
My over-explainer friend. I love that.
Definitely over-explain. Especially when you're gone. I over-explain everything.
You do.
But I knew that she wasn't going to be like, come here. Yeah. Take a big hug.
She loved it.
Yeah. She's like,
he's so gross, but I see why you love him.
She said that I'm so gross.
Well.
I mean, she was covered in the stench of Taco John's.
It's a good way of gross.
God. It's a good thing. She gets why we're close.
Again, she's covered in the scent of a six pack and a pound. And she thought I was gross.
Yeah.
She's not normally gross. That was just like a once a year thing.
She's my second favorite sibling in your family. So just know that.
She hasn't had Taco John's in I don't know how long. She said it had been years and years and years.
Is there not a Costco snack that you get that you're no?
I mean, other than, you know, the pizza, which is great, but that's pizza.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Costco hot dog. You'd come back for that, but no, it's everywhere.
No, you wouldn't.
But you can
get
it anywhere.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Okay. I truly am baffled by this, so I need to think about it. I need to channel my inner gross buddy and think about what do I really love.
Is there a fast food that you... Not any fast food. No, I bet no. Culver's.
Nope.
No, that's not gross, though.
Monte Carlo wings is the one thing I'd come back for, but that's not gross either. Anyway, we'll have to think about this. You have to start banning video games at your house, huh? Finally, it's come to this.
Oh my gosh,
well, I feel like I have to get to a point where Josh has become very angry. Sitting at home for the past year and
you
a
mean
half,
more angry,
like very angry. Like he was angry. Always had a built up, you know, whatever.
Rawr.
I kid you not. We play like the stupidest games. It's not like a video game called Fall Guys. It's like a little like course. You have to run, you have to jump and bounce, hop to the end of the course. It doesn't mean anything. It's a stupid game that probably mostly kids play, right? And we play it, and if he fails or he falls off of a level and he doesn't make it, I kid you not. I'm downstairs, he's upstairs, I can hear, mother, son of a,
oh,
God.
Oh,
see,
stop.
Every, I mean, dude,
your
swear words so loud,
those things?
So loud that you can, I heard him do it one time. He was playing the game. My mom was over. I pulled into the garage. I could hear him from in the garage screaming. And I went, dude, I think neighbors are fully hearing if they're outside or they're walking, like you're screaming.
Wow.
To the point where, and it's almost like
I would call 911.
If I were another neighbor, I mean, it's like, and it goes on for a good solid 30 seconds. Say, for instance, he does it, has a big outburst, and another round happens and he does it again. He'll do it again.
Mm-hmm. So was he playing Mario Kart though? That is so frustrating.
Mario Kart definitely makes him very mad because my 16-year-old nephew Roman, he's the funniest. He'll literally just hit Josh over and over and over again. And Josh's like, just leave me alone. He just nails him. And so he gets so mad. And I said, why are you so all of a sudden extra angry?
Yeah.
All the time. Like, you're living life right now. You haven't had to work in a year and a half.
But he also doesn't leave the house.
I know. He said something that shocked me to my core yesterday.
What?
Him and my mom. He goes, I can't even remember the last time I was outside when it was dark.
Wow.
And I said,
oh,
dude, you can, the door's open. You can open the door and like, you can like go out and do your own thing. And he could, he was like, I, it's been months since I've been outside at night.
Oh, and is Omicron just messing with his head?
Oh, well, you should have heard when I went to the Gopher game. So I knew it was going to happen. My nephew, I think you saw this, Ryan, but he stormed the field.
Yep.
It was like a once in a lifetime thing. He was like, do I do it? And I was like, yeah. Knew exactly what was going to happen. I get home and I'm like, ah, oh, Roman, get out of here, you little, yeah, this was a blast. He goes home and as soon as he walked out the door, yeah, real good parenting type adult decision to let a 16-year-old run into 30,000 people in the middle of a football field during a pandemic. Real good. Real good. Real smart. You know, the new variant and everything. And I'm like,
oh, Josh.
I looked at him and
have
I said,
fun, Josh.
He's 16 in the middle of a pandemic. Oh. Let the freaking kid live.
Yeah,
like, right? Let him have a moment that isn't going to be weird for his entire childhood.
No.
I don't regret it. It was great, and Roman still talks about it. So.
I bet.
Now, my question with the video games, how you're going to ban them, what on earth will you guys do?
Oh, I'll play them. I'm the man of the house. I'll play them in quiet downstairs.
That's he is the male of the house, Des. He can do what
there's
he wants.
Males.
Listen, I'm the GD man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, are
do you? Feel intimidated? Because I will bend you over my knee.
Oh, do not. No.
He's been wanting to do that the last 2 days.
Actually, I'm really upset with you, Ryan. Get over here. Yeah. Right, I'm going to bend you right over my knee.
Oh. Wow. Maybe you need to bend Devin over your knee.
I'm on my way.
He's always naughty.
I'm on my way. All you have to do is bend over. You're right by me. Because
Devin decided to not listen to us.
For you.
As we try to give him great life advice and make good decisions. Devin decided to buy a bunch of expensive furniture.
Oh, what?
Devin?
Yeah.
Is that what you did?
What did you buy?
Oh, Devin. Devin. I'm nothing so but bad. The best. Whilst he lives in his janky apartment, Coon Rapids.
It doesn't even have a microwave.
I need the best furniture to sit on and eat my Rex sandwich from Potbelly.
What did you do? What happened?
Well, so, first of all, I bought a California King mattress.
Oh, because that's good.
Yeah.
Because I need that.
In an apartment.
What's funny is we were talking about mattresses yesterday.
For a 4'11" man weighing 98 pounds, he should have a California King.
I needed the extra inches on the end of the bed, okay? I needed it.
4'11" and a half.
Yep.
You have a...
Queen.
A queen. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's not
I have a queen.
Too small.
No.
I have a full size.
It's pretty small.
Small for me. Yeah, it looks like a twin, but
so,
it's fine.
It looks like a crib.
First, I got the California mattress.
Yeah.
Then I had to have a bed frame to go along with that.
Sure.
So shopped a while for a bed frame.
A while?
Because everything's out of stock, you know, and it takes months to deliver. And
yeah, could have told you that.
Being the person I am, I'm like, I need it now. I got to find the earliest one. So I spent a couple extra $100 to get it here quicker.
Right.
So
like you do.
I
needed
not.
It a week earlier, so here's a couple more $100.
So I was super excited. I was telling Crisco this earlier when I came in to rub his shoulders, which I do once or twice a show. And I am surprised too that he's so soft and gentle.
Thank you.
It says on Amazon, your package has been left in your mail room. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I'm so excited. I get a text here between 9 and noon. Not there. I can't find it in my mail room, in the package room, at the front. So I check my email. We've rescheduled your delivery for December 10th.
Mm-hmm.
What? I can't. What? I was so excited.
What?
I was like, I paid a couple hundred extra bucks.
Yeah.
For bed frames. Anyway, so and then I bought a nice TV stand last night. I bought a couple nightstands that match the TV.
Listen
stand.
To Daddy Warbucks here.
Lamps.
It's
good to be
work?
Devin.
Yeah.
So I know that's the problem. Is
part-time job?
No. And I told Sammy, I said, I'm gonna have to live with you in about a couple months because I am going broke.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very bad at buying things that I don't necessarily need.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You're going to have to move into the camper that she's going to buy and travel and live other places like he told us yesterday. So this is really going to work out
this
well,
is good,
Ryan.
Devin.
Multiple nightstands for the bed frame you don't have and the mattress on the ground.
But
do you have anything now? You still don't have anything.
I got the TV stand, but here's the problem. It's a really nice TV stand. Mm-hmm. I did not realize it was a two-person job to put together, and it is extremely complicated.
Oh,
I mean,
Devin.
The door handles aren't even in the doors. You have to put the door handles on.
Yeah.
There's glue. You need special... So the one tool I have right now is a power drill.
No, the one tool you have right now is yourself.
And...
And you just got Dez.
Yeah, you did.
You tool.
Did you hear what I called Devin a tool?
I also
burned. You've been desified.
I bought an ice maker because my freezer doesn't have an ice machine in it.
Oh my God.
You know
there are things called trays.
Right.
And you make ice cubes for free.
Oh yeah. It's easy peasy.
But yeah, it's how we did it back in the olden days before color.
It's how I did it back in the old house, and I hated it. Mm. But here's the problem. I don't ever use ice because I'm either drinking water. It's for if guests come over if they want to.
I don't use ice, so I went and got a really nice ice maker.
It is nice. Yeah. It is currently still sitting on my kitchen floor on top of a rug because of a nice rug I bought. One end was like folded over. And I can't get it to flatten.
There's little things you can buy, but I don't think you should pull out your credit card ever again. There's little probably things you can not. Put at
In
the
fact, Devin, give me your card right now. I'm going to cut it up for you.
I actually lost a card this week.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Did you cancel it?
Yes.
Okay, you quietly paused there. He said yes.
Oh, Devin.
I did.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about this podcast, but leave it very stressed out lately.
It's me.
Because the statement of the year, I needed a fancy ice maker, so I bought one. I don't personally like ice, but for all the guests that don't come over, I wanted to make sure they had them. Especially if it's just for guests, buy ice cube trays.
Yeah, that's what Sammy was saying. And I was like, okay.
Smart
girl. I put one back, and I just couldn't help myself. And the next day, what's $150 gonna? It's not gonna affect my life
for ice.
For ice, yeah. And I'm always
you could have bought 500 bags of ice over the next 12 months for that.
Unless it's Sonic ice.
I need to leave. I have enough stressful things. This is killing me.
Care about
your future and your money save it. If you have $150 to buy a stupid ice maker that you don't need, put it in your savings account.
You just got mommed.
Mama Dez, I know this is what happens when
he doesn't listen. You're right. He does not listen to anything.
No, he listens. He just doesn't take the advice.
Sammy just told him, and he goes, okay. And then he got the itch. Oh, I need that fancy ice maker. I have to go back and get it.
That is so not true. Ryan, you know that you are pretty much in charge of Sammy and I's relationship. I mean, I have to do what you say. She maybe doesn't necessarily like it, but I'm like, Ryan says, and so
I do
listen.
I don't either.
All right.
What?
I'm going to stop talking for a minute.
We love you. This is a healthy place and a safe place. Maybe. But please shop.
Maybe we just start telling him the opposite. Like, dude, totally buy that expensive ice maker.
You need it.
Oh, my God. It's practical. Like, it's fantastic.
I will. I totally will.
Oh, God.
Okay, so this is something I think some of us can relate to. This person shared it. See if it's true for you. Shout out to everyone who can still remember their childhood phone number. But can't remember the password they created yesterday. You are my people.
I am your people.
I'm your people. It happens all the time. I can remember my phone number from being a kid like that. No problem.
Yep.
But I cannot. There are passwords. I'm like, damn it. What was that
one? We called my childhood phone number and it was like disconnected. Let's see if anyone has a number now. On 507-825-5929. Let's see if it rings.
Come on.
We're sorry.
Oh.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
See, it's Twyla's old cursed number.
Nobody
wants it.
Nobody wants it.
I know your phone numbers are probably still active because it's your mom's number and it's your parents' number, so we can't call that. Do you remember your childhood number?
I don't remember mine, but I remember
of the many different numbers you had.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is I probably
the
LaQuinta
Inn front desk number.
You can Google it. I'm sure. The Grand Rio
and
La Quinta.
Devin again.
Welcome home, buddy.
Just checking. Do I have any messages?
Checking. Is the Marshall family living with you? Yeah, they're in room 202. Oh,
also, did you need any ice? Because I've got an ice maker now.
Yeah. So, what other numbers? You remember friends' numbers. And,
yeah, it's not the best person to remember their number. I'll leave it at that. I will tell you off air. Like an ex-girlfriend or anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't want that.
Nope.
Okay, well, I know that the password thing. I'm trying to come up with a good system for the passwords, you know. Because what do you do? Do you make odd combinations of letters and numbers? Do you do names? Do you do little tricky stuff where you introduce symbols?
Oh, and I hate it. You have to have the number and the symbol and the upper and the lower. And I'm like, what is my name?
I remember when I was a kid, and our tech director had a strategy because he had to change his password like every month, right? And so he would change his password based on where he had been most recently. So whatever city he visited, that would be his password. And then every month he would usually go somewhere, right? So he was changing it all the time to reflect the city he had been. I went, God, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
It kind of is. I like that. I forget what city I would stay in.
Oh, yeah. But it's from a month ago, Des. Yeah.
I can't forget. I can't remember yesterday.
You don't remember the last city you were in?
Well, I mean.
The last trip you took?
Yeah. I guess I was in Florida. So yeah,
that's not a city.
I was in, well, I was in a couple, but then I confused myself.
Good girl.
I flew into one.
She forgot her password. She's like, another. Florida one! Exclamation mark. Why isn't this working?
Maybe I would do states. That's a little bit easier.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Well then, Des, hackers have a 1 in 50 chance of hacking you.
Oh, shoot.
That's why you want to be more specific.
Especially when you actually probably not even a 1 in 50 because you tagged yourself in the Facebook post. In Florida.
And now I just told people that it is.
Like, Florida one. Got it.
Could be the last yummy snicky you
had. You'll never forget those.
That's true.
Yeah.
You'd be gnocchi.
Yeah.
I love gnocchi.
Homemade gnocchi.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, it's a fun idea, but it is interesting how those numbers just stick with you.
It is. I mean, and you could try mine. It's not, they got rid of it finally after years and years and years. So it might be somebody else's. 651. 644-7259.
How funny is that? Mine was 5929.
What?
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And yours is 59 at the end. Uh-oh.
It's going to be somebody.
God.
Please. Come on.
Nope. Nope. Disconnected.
Disconnected.
Son of a gun. All right.
You could call my parents and say hi if you want.
They're still there.
Hello, this is Father's. Is that my daughter there? Is she there?
Sorry, I can't get to the phone right now. I've got my wife in the other room. She's all tied up.
I'm tickling her with a feather.
Father's will be back soon. Give me 5 to 8 minutes and I'll be able to answer your call.
Here's what you need to decide. Do you want to know what's happened to Crisco while he opened up his Tinder app?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
No, think about that,
yes,
Devin.
I do.
Do you want to know what the River Pigs had to say?
Yes.
100%.
You want to know,
yeah.
Des?
Yeah.
You.
I always want to know because.
And his dating life always grosses you out.
But, I mean, it does. This isn't for reals because it's just in an app, at least. I know
it's
he's
explicit.
Not physical. I need to know. I need to know that.
Even though
maybe,
you know it's explicit.
Yep. Wow. Yeah. Ryan, they've said their piece. Let
yes.
it go. God.
All right. So since you say no, we're going to wrap things up. Okay, fine. If you want to say it, I think this is so. Oh, what kind of people are you attracting into your life?
Well, I don't know. Really? It was one of the swipe. It was like a swipe event, so you could just keep going.
Okay, one last time, last chance to get out. You're
you know
still
what?
In,
right? Yeah, I'll vote no. You vote no. You're the tiebreaker. You pick.
No, we're tied. In.
That's what I'm saying. You're the tiebreaker. It's like Dancing with the
that
Stars.
No
it doesn't
sense.
Make
that
sense.
Doesn't. We're
of
both,
course it doesn't.
We're split 50-50.
Yes, I know, but you're the show leader.
Do it. Just do it. Tell us what happened.
Fine. I'll tell you. Yeah. So I go and swipe a bunch of people, and there's one that, maybe a couple, I was like, oof, I don't know if I want to swipe on that one.
Did
and
you
so,
swipe on
someone? So I did swipe on a couple, and all of a sudden, she comes up, and her, I shouldn't even say her name.
Don't.
So she comes up, and all of a sudden, I haven't sent the message. Normally, the guy will send the message first, and all of a sudden, she wrote, sup, you eat ass? I
no.
was so taken aback.
No.
I'm like,
is it
how
like,
very dare you?
Not on Tuesday, but
I say God. That till Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah.
That is my proper time.
What an opening.
I was so taken aback. I'm like, delete.
Yeah.
Are you? Yeah, right.
I
like,
did.
Don't
I deleted her so hard that I'm like, I will see you tonight.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll
I
eat anything.
A little snack.
Not on Tuesdays, but for sure on Wednesdays.
As long as there's salt and pepper, I'm in.
Give me some Hershey syrup and we got ourselves.
Okay, that's disgusting. You're gross.
Sicko.
Oh, jeez. Who says
that?
Suck. You eat ass? Gross.
I can't. I'm like, wow, I guess you just want to get it out there right away that you're ready to. And I mean, she saw me and still asked that question.
Yeah.
What? I did I started using Ryan's photos.
I knew it.
It's the only way I can get swipes. It's pretty nice.
What?
I use your photos. That's
so
the way
they're wondering if you eat ass.
No, you don't.
I know I wasn't going to tell him, but it's the only way I can get people to swipe right on my profile. They're like, well, he is good looking.
He looks a little gay, but let's see.
Jeez.
He's catfishing people.
Yeah, that's cool.
You're welcome.
That's great.
It's a real big disappointment when they meet me at the hotel, though. They're like, oh.
Did you eat your friend?
You know what? I take back the question right now. I don't want to know if you eat. I see you eat a lot. But looks at you, you've had plenty of glasses.
We're good. We're good.
Oh, I hope that it was a picture without his wedding ring, because that would be awkward.
It's fine.
I just want you to know, you two did this.
I'm just wondering.
Crisco, Des, and Ryan. Crisco, Des, and Ryan. Crisco, Des, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Make sure you download PodMN, because while you're listening to your favorite podcast, if ours is still your favorite, you can win free things like gift cards. It's PodMN.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.